want y'all to reach back and pick up your Bibles. We're going to open our Bibles to 1 John. We're going to 1 John, the 5th chapter. And this is going to be my special anniversary message to Pastor Val and to us here at Steadfast. And since we have visitors, it's for you too. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And we just thank and praise God for all of you coming out today. Amen. To help us celebrate. We don't take it for granted. We love you. Steadfast, let's give God a great praise offering for all of our visitors that are in the house today. Hallelujah. We don't take any of that for granted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we're getting ready to do our Bible confession. So before we do, I want you to turn to someone and say, smile. God loves you and so do I. Oh, I feel the smiles going, the love all the way up here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold your Bibles up in a comfortable position. And I want you to repeat after me. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I am a believer, not a doubter. I am a doer, not just a hearer. And my life is the better after having heard the word of faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing by the word of God. In Jesus' name, give God praises. Oh, I might be in the right spot. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. All right, we said we're going to dive right into this word. We're at 1 John, the 5th chapter. We're going to be looking at verses 1, and then we're going to be looking at verses 4 and 5. 1 John, the 5th chapter, verses 1 and then 4 and 5, and I want you to read it with me together, and as you're finding that, I just love what Enoch had to say. He took every word I had planned to say about Pastor Valerie and all the things that we had been through here at Steadfast. If you weren't here, you didn't know. There was a lot of pain. There was a lot of suffering. But God brought us through. And I liked how Evangelist McKinney, she took my song. That I trusted God. And that was the only way that we could get through everything that Enoch was talking about is by trusting in God. Amen? Amen. I mean, we went through some stuff. And the only reason we're talking about it is because we want to never, ever forget where God has brought us from. Now, Pastor Valerie, long before she took over as pastor of this church, she was here working. She was here working. She was organizing long before. Yes. And we thank and praise God that God has set her apart. Yes. Amen? Amen. 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 I know the things that we were going through, you know, I didn't know at one point what we were going to do. But God knew. God knew that he was going to use Pastor Valerie. I like that, Martha. But God. Hallelujah. Somebody said that to me this week. But God. So we know that we know what we've been through. But we know that there are people out there, and even you, are going through some things right now. And we're going to tell you some of the things that we did and how we made it through. Amen. Amen. So we're in 1 John chapter 5. So we're going to go ahead and read verse 1. And then we're going to skip down and we're going to read verses 4 and 5. And my topic today is our faith in God is our victory. Amen. Our faith in God is our victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. If you have 1 John 5, 1, say, I have it. Praise God. We're reading from the New King James Version, but visitors, you can read from any version that you have. Amen. Let's all read it together, and we're going to do first, and then we're going to skip down to 4 and 5. We're going to just keep reading. Amen. Amen. Ready? Begin. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves him who begot also loves him who is begotten of him. Verse 4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Give God a praise offering for his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Now, the Amplified Version says, everyone who believes, adheres to, trusts, and relies on the fact that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, is a born-again child of God. And everyone who loves the Father also loves the one born of him, his offspring, which is Jesus Christ. For whatever is born of God is victorious over the world, and this is the victory that conquers the world, even our faith. Who is it that is victorious over, that conquers the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God, who adheres to, trusts in, and relies on that fact? Amen? Amen. That's a lot. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you in here believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the anointed one? Hallelujah. If yes, you are a born-again child of God. Whoever is born of God is victorious over the world. That means you who are believers are victorious over the world. Now, I looked in the Matthew Henry commentary, and it says faith is the cause of victory. It says faith is the cause of victory. The means, the instrument, the spiritual armor, the artillery by which we overcome. Our faith in God is our victory. So if we don't have any faith, we don't have any victory. No faith, no victory. Amen? Amen. Amen. Faith is the cause of our victory. Through faith, believers, and that's you, everybody who said you were born again, are equipped to overcome the challenges the devil comes up with. Amen? Amen. Faith gives you the means. That's the method, the way to overcome the devil. Faith gives you the instrument, which is the tool to overcome the devil. Faith gives you your spiritual armor and artillery to overcome the devil. The word tells us to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That's the wiles, the trickery, whatever the devil comes up with. Amen. Yes. The word says that the devil, it tells us, it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Do not let the devil devour you. Amen. Amen. Stand on his word if you know his word. Amen. Amen. So all the things that happened at Steadfast, the devil was trying to destroy us. But God. But God. Hallelujah. Our faith in God is our victory. And you notice I'm not saying our faith in God was our victory, because we had a lot happening back then. But faith is now. Whatever the devil did back then, we made it through. He's going to come up with more stuff, and we bind him in the name of Jesus right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, as far as you're concerned, you may be sitting out there. You may be having all kind of challenges. Oh, I mean, we had Bible study the other night. And people were coming up with all kinds of stuff they were going through, or had been going through. But God. But God helped them through it all. Amen? Amen. You could have sickness in your body. you could really not have enough money. You know, when we were talking about going to dinner afterwards, and we were talking about after the service, I was thinking when we were talking about it, I said, well, maybe people may not be able to come because maybe they don't have enough money to get where we're going. But God, I believe in the name of Jesus that everybody who's supposed to come is going to come in Jesus' name. Praise God. We talked about maybe you were having challenges with your weight. Amen. But God, God's going to help you. He is helping you right now in the name of Jesus. We talked about, and this has been coming up a lot, we talked about the children of Israel and how they were wandering around in the wilderness for 40 years. Amen? Oh, y'all need to tune in to our Bible study. Oh, my gosh, it was anointed in the name of Jesus. And how these children of Israel wandered around in the wilderness for 40 years, that for a journey that should have taken 11 days. And let's relate that to us today. Why are we in the same situation we've been in 40 years ago? Why is this sickness that we have, you know, we still have it 40 years later? We have got to trust in God. Our faith is in God is our victory. Our faith in God is our victory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want y'all to turn over to Romans, the 12th chapter, Romans 12. We're going to look at just a portion of verse 3, just a small portion of that. And I'm talking a lot this morning about faith, And a lot of you may wonder, well, how do I get this faith? I have a news flash for you today. I have some good news for you about this faith. I really do. You already have it. You said you were a born-again believer? Then you have it. You have faith. Okay, if you have Romans 12:3, I want you to say, I have it.
I have it.
I want y'all to actually, y'all to look at it. But the point that I'm making is that God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. He's dealt to you a measure of faith when you confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. So you have faith. Let's just go ahead and read it. Romans 12:3. On three. 1, 2, 3. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Give God a praise offering. That's the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, that last part in the Amplified, it says, each according to the degree of faith apportioned by God to him. Praise God. So God has this, he's dealt. I mean, when I think of God dealing, I was kind of picturing, you know, you got a measure of faith. 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 Born again believers, you have a measure of faith. Praise God. But faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead, y'all. So what must you do? What must you do? You have to develop your faith. You have to develop it. I didn't say you have to create it. To create something means making something from nothing, from scratch, starting with nothing and building it up. Like God created the heavens and the earth. There was nothing there. So God created that. But we're going to develop our faith. Develop means something is already in existence, but it is being improved or expanded upon. When you develop something, you are taking what already exists, like your faith, and making it better. So you want to increase your faith. Hallelujah. So what do you need to do? What do you need to do? Our faith in God is our victory. So what do we need to do? First thing we need to do is we need to meditate on the Word of God. We need to meditate on the Word of God. Meditate means to utter, to mutter, to meditate, to speak. In Joshua 1:8, it says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous." You're going to make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Amen? Give God a praise offering for that. Hallelujah. We're going to meditate in the Word of God. We got the Word of God here. We're talking about meditating on the Scriptures. Amen? Amen. Then the second thing we're going to do, we got to come out and we got to hear the Word of God. The Word says, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Notice we said at the very beginning, we'll hold your Bibles up. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So you got to hear the Word of God. You can't just, now I got a little part that I was thinking about, you know, some of the things we do besides wanting to hear the Word of God. I'm going to get to that in a minute, amen? Amen, because I could tell you stories even for myself. But we got to hear the Word of God. Even if you're hearing it from me, or you're hearing it from Pastor Valerie, or you looking at it on TV and hearing the Word of God, or you can even, study the Bible, read it out aloud, and you're still hearing the Word of God. So our faith in God is our victory. So we got to hear the Word of God. That's how we're going to increase our faith. We got the measure from God. God gave us the measure of faith, but we got to develop it. So we're going to meditate on the Word of God, and then we're going to hear the Word of God. And this is where I really want to focus. This is where I really want to focus. The third thing we need to do, we got to really examine ourselves. We got to examine ourselves and whatever it is that we're doing. Amen? Hallelujah. Turn, tell your neighbor. Examine yourself. Don't examine me. Examine yourself. Amen. Amen. Now, normally we don't talk about examining ourselves unless it's communion time. You know, it's communion time, and if you have ought against somebody, you need to go to them and you need to ask them for forgiveness. But some people can't wait till the first Sunday to examine themselves, amen? Amen. So some people need to examine themselves right now, today. Turn over to 2 Corinthians 13. 2 Corinthians 13, we're going to look at verse 5. Yes, we have to examine ourselves because the one thing that I have a challenge understanding is how we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives. He's in us, and we go back and do the same things we've been doing. Doing the same things. Examine yourself. We're going to read 2 Corinthians 13, 5. Together. If you have it, say, I have it.
I have it.
Praise God. We're going to start reading that on three. One, two, three. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified? Give God a praise offering. Hallelujah. So Paul urges the Corinthians, and I'm urging you steadfast, to test your faith to confirm that Jesus Christ is in you. We got to be on one accord. And the only way we can get on one accord is if we're saved and Jesus is in us. Amen? Are you really saved? Do you know for sure? Just think about it for a minute. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So what are we doing? We are meditating on the Word of God. What else are we doing? We're hearing the Word of God. Then we're going to examine ourselves. We say we're saved. We need to make sure that we're saved. Amen? And the fourth and the last thing we're going to do is we're going to prioritize God. Yes, 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 yes. We're going to prioritize God. We're going to put God first. Now, you got to wonder about that one now. You got to wonder about that. Are we putting God first? We know we're supposed to put him first, but are we putting him first? Years ago, I was in the minister's class here at Steadfast, and the minister's class was taught by Pastor Sam Goodwin himself, amen. It was a hard class. I mean, he didn't make it easy for us. He really didn't. And so I had not long been in the class, and he said he was going to give us a couple minutes to put together a sermon. He said, take your favorite scripture and make it into a sermon. My favorite scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. That was my scripture. That's what I had to talk about, okay? So he gave us a couple minutes, and when it was my turn, I guess the rest of us have done fine. When it was my turn, I got up and read the scripture, and I said, seek means to try to obtain, to look for, desire to possess. And that was my entire sermon. That was it. And I sat down. That was it. But praise God, today I would say to you, but seek, aim at, and strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right. And then all these things taken together will be given you besides. So I would tell you that you need to seek God first. That's a priority. That's an order. He's first. Now, the thing I was thinking about when I said that was, you know, and Pastor Val had already was saying about, I won't say she did it, but how people have their phones right next to them and they're scrolling. Can you imagine how much time you take scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling? I have an iPhone, I think iPhone 15, and has a little button on there where it can tell you how much time you scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And so I cut it on just to see how it was going to work. And before half the day was gone, it said 4 hours and 30-something minutes. And I said, I know I wasn't looking at the phone that much. I said, I told my daughter, Carrie, I said, what's going on here? But she explained to me that if it's on, you don't have to be looking at it, but it's counting it. If you have it there, it's counting it. It'll tell you how long you've been on Facebook and all that. But I thank and praise God that I cut that off. I didn't want to even know that. And I just decided that I was just gonna stay away from the phone so much and concentrate on the things of God. Because I want to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So you say, Brenda, how did we make it through? The same way you're gonna make it through. You're gonna put your trust in God. Your faith is your victory. Now, and one of the things we're gonna do is try to replace some of that scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. We're gonna give God some praises. We're gonna give, rather than getting up and looking at your phone, get up and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to see another day. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's give God praises. Pretend like you're getting up in the morning. Pretend like you're getting up in the morning. And you're going to praise the Lord. You're going to give him praise. You're going to give him glory. You're going to give him honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is worthy. He's so worthy to be praised. I thank and praise the Lord for his goodness and mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm in the right place today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank him for everything he's done for us. Hallelujah. So let's end with this. end with this, we're going to do better. Amen. We got to do better. We got to be on one accord because our faith in God is our victory. So we got to take some time and spend some time with him. Number one, what are we doing first? Number one, we're going to meditate on the word of God. Number two, we're going to hear the word of God. Number three, we're really going to examine ourselves. Amen. And number four is we're going to prioritize God and put him first. Amen. Give God a praise offering for the word. He's worthy. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. So now,